Here we go.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from R-Bar on Memorial, this is The Bliss on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
So how does Fred do it?
And The Blitz is on.
Hey now. There it is. Sorry to disappoint you, gang. But Fred and AJ are having some technical difficulties. So instead of The Blitz, you get more of The Suspect.
713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776 is your number.
Hey, what's up, man? Sports and stuff like that?
Yeah, man. I'm telling you right now. But before I wager on the hockey game tonight, I'm going to let you know my Predators made a great comeback, and I'm looking for them to get that, even up that series. And, you know, I love
everything the Blitz is.
Aside from the wave,
no, whoa.
I really look forward to every Ric Flair fan out there between now and the end of the show.
Did you say besides the wave?
Yep.
Do they hate the wave also?
Yep.
Oh, good, because I hate the wave too. The wave is the dumbest thing ever. In fact, like, I like my favorite time at the ballpark is when the idiot tries to start the wave and it fails. That's my favorite. Just watching that guy have to take that lonely sit down of shame where he's like, let's go. 1, 2. Yeah. You're okay. What? Forget it. And then he just sits down and you're like, yeah.
Everyone else in the
suck
section
it, loser.
With the desk stare going,
yeah.
Okay, fat
dude,
guy with the
down,
little wave.
A-hole.
Drop or, it down in that chair.
It's also the same guy that tries to get the chant going, let's go Astros. And then you're just like, no one's doing that, dude. We're all adults here drinking beer, trying to chill. Why don't you shut up?
You know what they are doing?
What?
Woo!
They're going to murder you.
You did it first.
No, that wasn't me. That was Nick.
No, you did it. Don't blame Nick for everything.
I absolutely did not do that.
Totally did.
Nope.
I heard you.
Nope.
Don't try to pin this on me, guys. I know what I'm doing over here.
So they're happy because when we do get Fred and AJ on from R-Bar, they are going to be having a little viewing party for the old Stanley Cup.
Is that what it is?
It's part of it, yeah.
All right.
You know, AJ's a big Preds
dig
fan.
It. He is. Spent
Preds
some
a big
time.
Hockey fan.
Yeah. AJ spent some time in Nashville. I think he went to college there. And Fred married a Canadian, so that makes him, by default, he has to like hockey.
Don't you know, you betcha, the Canucks there, they like their hockey.
That's right.
Any organization that doesn't like hockey.
I watched hockey for a year once.
I keep telling you guys, playoff 94. Hockey is spectacular.
94, I think it was the year the Rangers won it.
Yes, it was, because the Rockets were in New York City before their Game 7, and yes, that's correct.
All right, well, good. That's the 1 year I watched hockey. I'm depressed, though. I just got my water bill.
That is ridiculous.
What, my
I
water
was
bill?
Over just listening to the conversation, but she's like, oh, I'm excited for this.
Are you spying
this?
On
like,
us, Nick?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get an email that says, your water bill's ready, and then I open it, and it's $250. We're not even at the hot part of the year, so the San Jacinto River Authority can go to hell. For raising my water bill. That's a bunch of crap.
That's crazy. Your water bill's $250.
I know. It pisses me off, but.
Can I also tell you that when I lived in Midtown, I didn't have a water bill. They covered it. That was beautiful now that I live in the suburbs and realize I get one.
Yeah, but your water bill is probably still like $50, $75, and it includes the trash. No, I have a separate trash bill.
No,
this is straight water. That's it.
No, we all have. You have to pay your dues every year for the garbage and all that too.
No, that's not included. I have my dues. My HOA dues are $1,100.
I got an HOA and then I also have to pay my water bill.
Yeah, but I have a trash bill that's separate.
Well, that's
yeah.
That's just on you then.
It's crap. How much is your HOA dues?
I think it's like $1,100.
Okay. I'll just make sure I'm not getting ripped off there too. Did you watch the game last night?
I did.
And?
You know, I don't care if Steph Curry traveled, by the way.
Why is that such a big deal? Everybody travels.
Everybody's making this
unless
a big
you're,
deal of
unless
it.
You're Westbrook that took like 9 steps. Everybody travels.
It's the NBA, right?
Durant carries
just like everybody
just
makes
as bad.
A comeback.
Isaiah Thomas carries, so did Durant. You can watch Durant. Like it looks like he's in slow motion sometimes, as bad as he's palming the ball.
I tweeted before the game, look, don't be surprised if it's another blowout because of the fact that last year the first two games were blowouts. 6 of the 7 games were decided by double figures, but the Cavs got down by 2. They were down 3-1, as we all know, and they came back and won. But after watching last night, I go back to what I told you when this series was getting ready to start. I think it's a thing for the Warriors to try and go 16-0 and run the table, which has never been done before. And I thought if they won 2 convincingly at home, that in my mind, that would be the most compelling thing about this series. And okay. I thought that they would be on their way to a sweep. I still believe that.
So, okay. So you believe that. And yep. you said you're not changing your mind. And right. I respect the hell out of that, Joseph Blink.
It's
but,
a lie.
But if I were to ask you,
yep.
you had to bet your house.
No way.
Okay.
You know why?
So you, I told you, you think they can do it. You just don't deep down believe it.
Not that I always believe in conspiracy theories.
Okay.
But I would believe, after hearing a lot of things in the league and reading Tim Donaghy's book and all that, I would believe there will be some emails and or texts or untraceable messages sent that when the series goes to Cleveland, that it would really be beneficial if we could extend this bad boy for a while.
Now, you talk as if you have prior knowledge of this.
No, Tim Donaghy, if you've read his book.
I have not.
No. And or heard him in interviews. He has talked about in detail how the referees would get memos and messages from the league from game to game to talk about either points of emphasis to call and or be aware of and or to pay attention to. And for all the people that have said that the NBA playoffs this year has been a complete debacle, no close games, no close series, nothing compelling to watch, and everybody looked forward to this series and said, now this is going to be the one. If this is the culmination of the playoffs and it ends up being – full of drama and great basketball, and it goes along, you know, six or seven games, this will make up for all of it. Well, the way it's looking right now, it's not going to make up for it. And if it doesn't, then the league's going to have egg on their face. So I'm a little concerned that they're going to try and tighten it up more. Although, as we talked about during our show, I was surprised at the level they let them play last night.
Yeah.
And that Cleveland didn't capitalize on that.
Yeah, just as physical, if not more physical than game one. However, less fouls called.
Yeah.
And like you said, that's advantage Cleveland. You
should
would think
be.
The Warriors play, for the most part, they play a finesse game, except for Draymond Green.
Right.
There's nothing finesse about kicking a dude in the pills.
Nope.
But other than that, they play a mostly finesse game. I just saw this thing pop up, and I wanted to get your initial thoughts on it. I know I'm throwing this at you, mm-hmm. but I just saw this 10 seconds ago from NBA.com. where they're talking about the shoot around, and it says that Cleveland is considering starting Shumpert in Game 3. Would that surprise you? You know, J.R. Smith has been disappearing a little bit. Would it surprise you if they started Shumpert in Game 3?
It would not, but you know what? It better be a different Iman Shumpert. I watched him last night. I don't know if you saw this, because it was kind of below the radar, but LeBron actually grabbed him at one point. He was getting so frustrated and mad with Steph Curry. That he was just focused on trying to deliver blows and shots to him, and it was taking him out of the game, and he was one guy that at least attacked the defensive end
yeah.
and took a challenge on. So I think it's a great move. Now, the report came out after the game that he was dehydrated, he needed an IV, they wanted to get more out of him, but he was really struggling. They still plan on utilizing him more. I think it's a good move. J.R. Smith has been MIA. Korver's not helping them nearly enough. They need the supporting cast around LeBron. Even Kyrie Irving needs to be better than 19 points. So I think that it's a good move to try and, again, do what I think is a mistake. They're trying to play Golden State's game. They've fallen into the trap for two games, and it looks like they're going to plan on doing it again, trying to play that fast, up-tempo game.
Yeah, if you talk about disappearing, J.R. Smith, let me read you his line. I mean, you can watch the game and see that he didn't contribute, but 13 minutes, 0 points, two rebounds, a turnover, and four fouls from a starter in the finals.
And in game one,
do something.
His only make was the first basket of the game, which was
yeah.
a fadeaway corner three in front
yeah.
of the bench. And after that, it was like, poof, see you, JR.
Yeah, since then. So that was what? How many minutes?
That was the first made basket. Both teams
so
were struggling.
Couple but minutes in. Couple he played 28. In. So let's assume it was 2 minutes in. For the 26 remaining minutes he played in that game and the next 13 in this game, no points.
Unreal, people.
You can't have a
this?
Starter disappear like that.
The thing
like
that he's known more for than that, though, is the which way did he go, George, in the middle of the lane and picking the pass twice so that Kevin Durant could go right down Main Street on a fast break
yeah.
untouched for dunks instead of staying in front of the ball.
Yeah, there's been a lot of Ole Harden-esque
yeah.
defense happening on these drives. Same thing on the other end. I mean, LeBron is murdering dudes with dunks that they're just getting out of the way. They're just like, I'm not going up with
do
this
exactly
dude.
Do exactly what you just did with J.R. Smith. Look at Tristan Thompson, too. See ya.
Yeah, 22 points in, 22 minutes game one, 0 points.
Yep.
21 minutes in game two, 8.
You can't get 8 points out of Tristan Thompson.
Out of your two starters.
Arguably, in my mind, he's the best offensive rebounder in the league, too. And where they got killed the most was on the boards and giving up offensive and defensive rebounds, second chance opportunities. Golden State killed them on those two things. Tristan Thompson should be the guy that is the catalyst for the Cavs. He has been Houdini. See ya. Yeah. Disappear.
That's sad when you think about between these two guys. They've scored 11 points in two games between two starters on an NBA Finals team. Not a good thing. We're getting a couple texts, people asking, hey, am I missing something? Where's the blitz? Yeah, they have a remote today. Have no fear. They are working on getting the signal up. They will be joining us hopefully soon.
Yeah, they are there. Jong is here. We're just filling in time. And unlike John Granato and Dell, we're making sure that we do an adequate job to make it in.
Wow, that was very loud. That,
and by the way, unfortunately, Nick is also filling in, and he's draining us with our eardrums with music.
Yeah, and somebody texted and said, Barry, that sounds like a line any average dude would have in a starting lineup. So, yeah, that does sound like an average guy's line, not two starters for a finals team.
But we're being told that
that's
live
just
from NASA or places destinations known, the R-Bar, Fred, AJ are now in their building, and we have
all right, you hear me?
Cleared up.
What's up, AD? Yeah, we hear you, brother.
Hello?
I can't hear them now.
I hear Fred.
Hi, Fred.
What's up, guys? That might have been the worst segment in the history of our show. Thanks for filling in.
Hey.
Wait, Fred.
Anytime. Woo! Oh. You hear that? Now you're getting wooed at, Fred.
Yeah, you can tell Joel I'm shooting him in the kneecap next time I see him.
So much for sexy bitches. I'm getting a kneecapper now.
Yep.
All right.
Somebody's texting. Wait, did the blitz get canceled? No. No, not at all. Technical difficulties.
Yeah, sorry, guys. Never going to happen.
How drunk are you guys already? How drunk are you on a scale of 1 to Derek Fisher? How drunk are you guys right now?
14. Well, I'm 14. At 0. I haven't had a drink yet, but that's about to change once we get settled in here.
I'm wasted, honestly.
Are you?
Yeah.
And I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
But you're still waiting for your man PK to take him home tonight, right?
That's right. That's the hope.
There you have it. All right,
that's
boys.
Are you cheering against him, Joel? Because if you are, you're a racist.
No, sir. And I'm telling you this. I told you this. When I saw the E60 on that dude, I immediately became a fan. That's a,
okay.
He's a pretty intriguing guy.
I think we can all agree. We can all agree that anyone cheering for the Penguins is doing it because PK Subban's on the Predators and they're a racist, right?
Or they're from Boston.
No, that's not fair. The Pens have a black guy, too.
No, he is not as cool as the Predators black guy.
No, he's not, but he's pretty cool.
He's not as black.
I don't know. You might want to check the pictures. All right, we're going to take a quick break and then come back with the A-team here. Appreciate you guys trying to fill in there for a segment.
713. All right.
We'll be right back. It's Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from R-Bar on Memorial, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, officially, live here at R-Bar on Memorial, where we've got all kinds of cool things going on. And this is a great place to come out and watch your hockey tonight, as A.J.'s Preds tie up the series. And happy to be back. We're on now, so we can actually do this. First off, have to thank our man AD, he's like the wolf.
He came in to save the day to clean up the mess.
He's like the wolf in Pulp Fiction. It's like, you're sending AD? That's all you had to say.
He came to clean up the mess here.
So he took care of us. We're back on air, and we're hopefully here for the rest of the show.
We had Jay and Silent Bob out here trying to get us on, and it didn't work out.
No. Well, it's actually Silent Jay and Silent Bob.
Yeah, that's true.
The ninja still hasn't said two words to me in all the time we've worked together. So, yeah, and I'm so unapproachable.
Well,
yeah.
How was the time without me, Fred? Tell me it was miserable and awful.
Yeah, sure I know that's what you want to hear, but we actually had a real live superstar fill in Friday.
Okay.
The legendary Jong Lee made his debut as a co-host.
And how did that work out?
It actually went really well. He did a very good job.
Is this true, Jong?
I'm a little more critical on myself, so I don't know if it was good or not.
Okay, because Twitter was super critical of you, too. So I'm just wondering if you're lying or Fred's lying. What's going on here? Are you trying to undersell, and is Fred trying to oversell?
I don't know. All I know is that I could have done a lot better on a couple of
things. Is it true it took you 15 minutes to tell a stupid story?
That part is true. Okay. Yes. That was where... I tried to bail him out a couple of times.
And he kept going for it?
And he just kept going. Which, hey, you've done that to me, too. It's like, hey, I'm telling this story. It doesn't matter.
It happens.
Yeah, so it's no... And I've done it. We've all done it. So it's not a big deal. But
right, AD, keep your cell phone on, bud.
Yeah, don't get too far. Right. Maybe have a couple of drinks before you leave, just to be safe. But he was hard on himself for that, as he should have been. But otherwise, I thought he did really well.
Okay. Well, so, I'll accept it. I'll accept his praise.
Yeah, I mean, he's no
and
Hoffman.
Who worked on Thursday?
Liebeschock, who was supposed to do it Friday, and I was going to let him lead the show. I was going to do something different. Say, hey, why don't you lead the show? That's what he does on Sundays. And then
his gout flared up.
Something flared up because he had a cardio appointment, cardiac appointment, excuse me, that he couldn't get out of. So apparently trying to lead the show with me scared him so bad that he had a heart attack.
That makes sense.
So he was not able to do Friday. But he did Thursday, did a real nice job, and I thought it'd be fun to do the show with John, and it was, and so you know we survived. I wouldn't say it's something that you want to do a whole hell of a lot of. I prefer you work every single day and not take vacation of any kind. But in general, I thought we survived.
All right. So I survived too. I came back a little bit sunburned.
Yeah, I can see a little bit there.
It's not as bad as it's been the last couple of years. I'm still able to walk.
Did you get weathered while you were there, or was it okay?
Caught a little weather here and there, but it was mostly while I was sleeping, so I didn't care about that. Like, while I was actually floating the river, drinking beer, it didn't rain on me. So that's all that matters to me.
Right.
I don't care what happens.
A little rain while you're doing that, it's not going to bother you.
That's right.
As it is. But
although, for some reason, when I float the river, like, one of my pet peeves are people who are camped along the river who have those, you know, those guns where you suck up the water and then spray it out on people.
Yeah.
For some reason, it really bothers me when people spray people passing. I mean, you're in the water, you're soaking wet, it doesn't matter. But I got some river water in my beer one time, and then I had to waste half a beer.
Ooh.
It just seems like common courtesy not to spray people as they're going by in the river. I don't just pick up rocks and throw them at campers because they're standing in a bunch of rocks. That would be wrong.
I've never had that actually happen to me. So,
well, it happened to me and it pissed me off, and everybody's like, oh, why are you making a big deal out of it? And maybe it's not, but you know, like, sometimes things that aren't a big deal and I have to make a big deal out of them because they bother me.
Yeah,
this is one of those things.
I'm familiar with that. So
yeah, that was one of the frustrations of the weekend, but other than that, it was solid. It was a solid time. Good times had by all. For those who don't know where we're at, we are at our bar, which I have no idea the address of this place. What's the address?
5535 Memorial.
Oh, that's exactly what I was going to say. That's what they were going to say too. 5535 Memorial. It's basically right across from Memorial Park, and this is the place to be, although I do have a little bit of a problem. We're going to be here, and we're here because Game 4 of the Stanley Cup is tonight, and I'm excited about that. But I also note that one of the owners of this establishment is wearing a Pittsburgh Penguins shirt. There is a Pittsburgh Penguins jersey hanging on the wall. And I feel like I've been drug into enemy territory.
You may have been duped here by your own family.
Here's the thing. Yeah, this is my family. People in my family own this bar. And my cousin's husband is from Pittsburgh. And I knew he was a Steelers fan. But, like, I've never seen that Penguins jersey on the wall before. And there's always Steelers flags in here, and I've come in here many a time, and I've accepted that, and I guess maybe if I'd seen a Penguins jersey some other time, I wouldn't have cared, but now I'm sensitive to it because they're trying to beat the team that I want to win, so maybe that's why I'm only noticing it now. But I don't like it one bit, so it's gonna be uncomfortable tonight around here.
There's also an FC Barcelona flag. Does that mean
I don't care about FC Barcelona. I have no ill will towards them. I don't know who they're playing next. I honestly don't even care. I don't
someone
know,
with a Spanish name.
I don't
sure.
know. I don't know what volleyball league they play in. So it's what it, is it, are they beach or indoor
grass?
Grass volleyball. I've never even heard of the league, so it doesn't matter to me.
All right, if you want to text the show, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at John Snow with a zero.
Is it FC Barcelona or FC Barcelona?
It's FC.
How do you know?
Although people who hate them probably call them what you just said.
Oh, okay.
I'm guessing, or what you almost just said, which sounded dangerously close.
I'm phonetically spelling FC.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Okay, that was less close, so that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, because you put a little space in there.
Okay.
So that's all right. So what do you think of the basketball so far? Gotten any of your thoughts on this because you have been gone?
People are going to hate my thoughts on this because I think the Warriors are the best team that's ever played in the NBA. And Fred is going to spit out water when I said it. Is it that crazy of a thing?
No, I just happened to. The water just went down the wrong way.
I was like, my goodness, is this the most absurd opinion I've ever had?
No, no. I got something in my throat that's causing me to cough, so I was trying to drink water so that I wouldn't cough on air. And instead, I almost died. So.
Okay.
But I survived.
As I watched these first two games, and in my head, I was like, you know, the only team, the only thing that can save us from a tyrannical Warriors, a 5-year run, is LeBron James. He has to be Superman, he has to save the day. LeBron James has played pretty well in two games, and they're not even close. They are not even close. It's just, from a numbers standpoint, I don't think it can happen. I think the addition of Kevin Durant has made the Warriors so great that not even Superman LeBron James can defeat them. I mean, it's like all the bad guys getting together to fight Batman. So it's like Batman can beat up he can stop Bane and Catwoman in one movie, but if there's a movie where he's got
to team up with Catwoman to beat Bane,
right? Sometimes he does.
So really,
are you calling Kyrie Irving Catwoman?
No, I'm calling I think Kevin Durant is Catwoman.
Okay, maybe so, but like if the Joker and the Penguin and Bane and the Riddler and Mr. Freeze, if they all show up at once to fight Batman. Batman's in trouble. I mean, I've never seen that movie because no one wants to see that movie where Batman's just dead.
That would be the movie.
The bad guys killed him.
It would just be Batman dies.
But that's kind of what we're watching right now. We're watching the movie of the NBA Finals where everybody kills Batman. And, remember in Batman versus Superman?
Yeah.
You didn't think Superman could die, but then he did.
Right.
Yeah, it's happening. They're throwing it.
Spoiler alert. Yeah.
Yeah, if you haven't seen Batman vs. Superman, I've got bad news for you. Superman dies.
Although it appears he might be coming back because, he will be coming
back. Well, he's Superman. He can do what he wants. Yeah. And it's a comic book. And now that said, we saw last year that comfortable lead doesn't always mean everything. When you're fighting Batman, sometimes you've got him tied up to a rope, and he's hanging upside down, and you think for sure he's going to be dropped into the acid. So the bad guys turn away for a minute to make a sandwich, and the next thing you know,
Batman monologues about it, and then they turn for a sandwich.
Batman escapes, and he defeats them all, and that's what happened last year. As we all fondly remember, the Warriors blew a 3-1 lead in the finals to the great LeBron James. But I must say. And granted, it's been two home games for the Warriors. It's starting to look pretty bleak for our hero. It does not look like LeBron James has it in him. And maybe it's LeBron James is fading. I don't know. He still looks pretty damn good. I think it's more of the Warriors just have so much talent now that it's too much to overcome. And I think that – and I saw it today – on ESPN.com, they posted a thing that Vegas says the Warriors will be favored over the 96 Bulls, which is a stupid argument to begin with. But then when I started looking at the rosters, there's not even a question. This team would beat that team. They're better. They are better.
and nobody wants to hear it because everyone's really protective of the past, and Michael Jordan's the greatest basketball player ever. If you think anything differently, then you're a stupid crybaby millennial snowflake. But I'm starting to think.
Or a crotchety old guy, because apparently.
Whatever. I don't know. But you can't say anything bad about Michael Jordan. I'm telling you now, this Warriors team that they've put together is the best team I've ever seen. And the Cavs team that they're kicking the snot out of right now probably ranks in the top 5 or 10 all time. And it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like they might as well be playing the Trailblazers. They just don't look like they belong on the court with them.
I find it hard to argue with you, especially if they wind up sweeping this
If they
thing.
Finish this, yeah.
Now, I would point out that last year the Warriors won the first two games pretty easily, and then the Cavs came back and won by 30 in game three. And the difference, though, is –
Cavs money line tonight, you're saying, or tomorrow?
Or Thursday, or whatever the hell it is. Yeah.
Cavs money line
next month,
July 15th, when they play Game 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Somebody tweeted out that the Game of Thrones opener in 6 weeks will be the same night as NBA Finals
Game
4. But I don't know who it was, but it was funny. But the difference is, I saw things out of the Cavs last year that, hey, okay, they can clean this up and they can get back in the series. Man, I don't see a lot more that they can do other than, and I see the way the Warriors are playing, and I don't think they've played anywhere near their best yet either. And this team is just too good, and the difference between Kevin Durant and Harrison Barnes, that's one might call that significant.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, but they lost Harrison Barnes, they lost Andrew Bogut. I mean, you're talking about they lost their fourth and fifth best guys on their team. And they gained, like, the third best player in the NBA, period. Maybe the second. I don't know. But they gained a way better player than Harrison Barnes and Andrew. Like, I mean, Kevin Durant, and what's so great about Kevin Durant in Golden State is everybody there focuses on defense. And when Kevin Durant focuses on defense, you could tell that he can play defense.
And he's playing pretty good defense in the
finals.
He's
a good defender. I mean, is he a great defender? No, because he's still a skinny dude, but he's a high effort defender, and he's a relatively effective defender. And I think that team that they've put together there is just so impressive. And their depth is gone. Meanwhile, Sean Livingston's outscoring Kyrie Irving last. I mean, you got to stop making excuses as to why the Warriors aren't that good, and just realize they're really, 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 really good. And you can't pretend like they're not. They just are.
Why can't I pretend?
Because you'd be foolish.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to work with a fool every day.
Well, Roger, you drinking that mint stout? Yeah. Your beer's on
sale. Oh, yeah. That, by the way, that's the special out here. The beer that I brewed with Carbach is still on tap out here. It's on special today for $3. So come on out. I don't think there's many places left in town that you can get it. But they've got some here for this occasion, so come on out here and drink it up.
I think I will be having one.
All right, good.
All right, guys. If let's say you want to improve your performance, and you're paying $60 a pill with the prescription you have now, well, guess what? Why are you doing that? We've got a local place right here, and they're going to give you a better solution. MyEDRX.com. And you can buy the active ingredient from that little blue pill for 5 or 6 times less. So think about how many more times that you can actually take care of business with the same money. And you're going to get the same results. All you have to do is go to myedrx.com or call 281-225-4300, 281-225-4300. And your prescription can be discreetly mailed to your home or office anywhere in Texas, free of charge. And the cool thing about it is, basically the ingredient is called Sildenafil, and you're getting the same thing, $10 a pop. They're locally owned, Texas licensed, and if you have, basically what you can do is take your prescription and get it transferred to them. So if you've already got a prescription, they can take care of it. All you have to do, give them a call, 281-225-4300, 281-225-4300, or go to myedrx.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Arbar on Memorial, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show. But we won't be taking any calls today because we are on location at Arbar on Memorial. You cannot miss it. Very cool place. It's like a perfect neighborhood bar. It really is.
I notice this happens a lot with Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
When you have the LeBron and MJ discussion, that everyone, people, I guess there's a group of people who are offended that you don't mention Kobe Bryant in the same breath as them. I don't even think it's close. I don't think he's in that same grouping. Like, I think Magic Johnson greater than Kobe Bryant.
Oh, I agree.
So
I think Kobe was a great scorer.
Yeah.
And a clutch player, but, you know, and I don't
much bad to say about Kobe.
Yeah, but I don't think he belongs in that conversation.
He's just not LeBron or Jordan, that's all.
So, Obi-Wan asking, what is the name of the place you're at, and is it a Steelers bar?
It is a Steelers bar.
I would say it's safe to call it a Steelers bar, but it is our bar, so come on out. So I'm guessing it's going to be a Penguins bar tonight minus AJ.
No, there's another guy who's going to be here who I'm told is a big Predators fan.
Okay, so there'll be two of you.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, there's three. Roger says he's a Preds fan too.
Because he's probably betting the Preds tonight.
Maybe so.
That's why.
Maybe so.
So
I don't recommend betting on hockey because I don't know anything about it other than I only watch.
I was on the over the other night.
Okay,
which your guys almost did by themselves.
Almost.
Which was nice. I only needed the Penguins to score one. They did.
God, that was a... That was a much-needed one because the first two were very frustrating.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, and I think the first game especially because the Preds totally outplayed them.
Yeah.
And game two, the Pens were the better team. But game three, I love the way Nashville came out and responded to the early goal. They did a great job on the penalty kill because that's the thing that Pittsburgh has not been very good on that, on power plays. And so the only thing that concerns me about the Preds is almost every game this playoff, when there's been a blowout, the team that got blown out comes back and wins the next game, including the Penguins, who have done it a couple of times now. But I'm excited. I'm enjoying the hell out of the Stanley Cup, much more than I am the finals, the NBA finals so far. But
the problem is, the games are all the same. They're all blowout games.
Right, right. And that's, that's not as entertaining to me. But I don't know. Even the other night, even though it was a blowout, maybe it's because I want your Predators to win, just because I like to see it. I enjoyed the 5-1 game, but most of the time in hockey,
that was easily my favorite one.
But even in hockey, if it's 4-2 with a minute left, and they've pulled the goalie, anything can happen. And I'm looking forward to it tonight. It'll be a lot of fun, and really, these are the two best things going on right now. 713-780 ESPN, except for your Astros not losing to anybody ever.
The Astros are an unstoppable force. Can we agree?
Right now they are. I saw a story that basically says the Astros are a cheat code.
They kind of are. And now I'll say this. Part of it is because I think we can agree the Rangers aren't what we thought they were.
That's fair.
The Mariners aren't what we thought they were.
Well, like, what you thought they were. I wasn't too high on the Mariners. But I thought the Rangers would win the division.
The AL West isn't what we thought it was.
No, the AL West is not good, but it –
we thought everybody in the AL West would be a little bit better this year, and it was going to be a really competitive division. And it turns out the only team better is the Astros.
Yeah. The Astros are better. Significantly better, and I thought they would be better.
They took all the wins that the other teams were supposed to get.
Yeah, the Rangers are the ones that surprised me the most because I thought they still had enough, and clearly they didn't. Or they don't, and I think the Astros are probably going to run away with this. And the big difference is you've got a dependable Dallas Keuchel back at the top of the rotation.
Yep.
And that makes all the difference in the world. I mean, that's the reason they made the
playoffs. And a healthy Lance McCullers.
Yeah, and McCullers has been I hate to keep harping on it. They still need a third starter before you get to the playoffs. They're still going to need another guy.
We'll probably talk more about that tomorrow because Fires pitches tonight. So
yeah.
It's
– yeah.
Usually the day after he pitches is when we start discussing that the Astros need another starter.
But the reality is, what I hope they don't do is just look at what they're doing now and say,
we're good.
Yeah, we don't need to add anything.
Right, because beating the AL West does not mean beating the AL.
No, and I think in a seven-game series against the Indians or the Red Sox, you're going to need another guy. And maybe two more guys, but one for sure, and then certainly a guy in the bullpen wouldn't hurt either. But all that aside, they are just raking right now. And, I mean, they're fun to watch. They're getting contributions from up and down the lineup. And it's almost like you don't know who it is who's going to be cranking the next game. And it's fun to watch. And I'm glad to see people start to get excited about them. And, I mean, I don't know what negatives you can say about them right now at all. I mean, they're fun to watch. And I think they're going to run away with this thing from here. And usually it's way too early to call it on June the 5th. But
are you putting a tombstone on the rest of the AL West?
Not quite.
Okay.
Not quite. But unless, barring injury, some key injuries, like if Keuchel were to suddenly be out for 3 months, then okay.
I mean, the reality is even then, they've built such a cushion.
Yeah.
That,
well, 500 ball from here on out wins a division.
Running away.
And I think they're – it'll be hard for them not to do that.
I'm with you.
But I'm excited about them, man. I enjoy watching them play. And it's also, I mean, every game you look up, they got 7 runs. You're like, geez. As I got started a little late in yesterday's game, flip it on. I'm like, wow, here they go again. And they remind me a lot of the Blue Jays team from 2 years ago that was just, they could put up 9 runs.
Yeah.
At any time.
Like the prime Donaldson, Encarnacion, yeah. Bautista.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But somebody says, I hate the Astros, but I must admit they are must-see TV right now.
They are, man.
Yeah. I mean, and you should be enjoying it if you're a fan. And this is, you've had to sit through a lot of garbage up until the last couple years. So
the run differential for your Astros, +102.
Is that good?
Well,
I'm not sure. I'm not good at math. Is 102 a lot?
Here, I'll let you know, because the next best, +84, the Los Angeles Dodgers.
That's pretty good. If 84 is pretty good.
102 is incredibly good.
Yeah. No, they're fun to watch right now, and I hope people enjoy the ride with them. And I'd like to see it keep going. Plus, they've got a lot of likable guys.
I'm telling you now, this is the first time since I've worked in this city that I'm excited about
a local team.
I mean, as far as I think they can win a championship. Even when the Texans were 14-2, I knew it was fool's gold. I've never believed in these Rockets, James Harden teams. I believe this team is good enough to win.
All right, we are going to take a break. We are out here at our bar, and guess what? We got wings.
Yeah, Big City Wings.
Brought a lot of wings out here, so come get your wing on. Come get the $3 car box special of AJ's beer, which is what we're having now. And also, I want to thank Get Me for getting me over here.
You didn't ride your bike?
No, because I was planning to have a few drinks tonight. So,
oh, okay, good call.
So decided to get me it over here, and I want to thank those guys for an alternative to the other people. They're a great one. I had another 5-star. Every driver I've ever gotten from them, 5 stars.
Really?
Yeah. I've not gotten although one time
one of their drivers brought me pizza. He's my favorite.
Well, one of their drivers brought me beer one time.
That's good, too.
A couple times, actually. All right. We are going to take a very quick break. We'll be right back. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from our bar on Memorial, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz here at our bar. We're drinking Hoffman beer. We're eating Big City Wings and having a good time. So if you're just getting off work and looking for a cool place to come hang out, we're on Memorial. Hey, Nexen Tire, leading warranty in the tire industry. Exclusive free roadside assistance. Got a flat tire? Nexen will change your tire or tow your vehicle for free. Nexen is the fastest growing tire brand, trusted by automotive manufacturers. Check out Nexen Tire on the web to learn more at nexentire.com. So, John, I was just telling AJ this, but you're going to have to find a replacement for me tomorrow. So I finally have them coming to fix my air conditioning, but it's going to be between 1 and 6. So,
okay.
Yeah, so you know. I mean, if it gets done early, I'll come in, but we'll just have to play it by ear. Deshaun asks, if the playoffs started today, is there a team that you would think would be the most threat to the Astros in the playoffs?
The Indians.
Yeah, the Indians, for sure.
And the Nationals, I think.
Well,
I'm
just thinking AL.
The Red Sox?
Indians and Red Sox, I think, would be the biggest concern. And I think the Yankees have been kind of interesting so far, too. But those are the two teams that...
I mean, the Yankees are a runaway, the second-best team in the AL. They've got, they're 10 games over 500.
Yeah, I don't believe they're better than Sox.
I don't necessarily
either. And, I don't like the Red Sox at all, but just with that lineup and getting their pitching healthy, I think they're going to be a tough out, and I think the Indians are definitely going to be a tough out. But other than that...
You know why? Because Boston and Cleveland have the best pitching.
Yeah.
And that's
the thing. And Lamont asked if they shortened to a 3 or 4 man rotation in the playoffs. So absolutely probably a 4 man. That's why you need three beasts up there, because then you can float a Morton or whoever's pitching the best out of your other guys in one game. Or you can make the decision to go on short rest, which they did with Keuchel in 2015. So
the other option they have is being a bullpen-heavy team, and we've seen teams do that in the past.
Yeah, well, I like the Royals when they won the World Series.
Yeah, if you can get to that sixth inning and let your bullpen guys take over there, let them take the second half of the game, especially with you get the time off between games in the playoffs, it can be done. And the Astros have some pretty good ones. Do they have... Like that, Wade Davis and what that Royals team had. No,
but they've got a lot of depth
good,
there.
Yeah,
and they've got several guys they can throw out there right now. Again,
so do the other teams. I mean,
we'll have to see how the injuries hold up over and how these guys. Like Will Harris was last year first half of the season All Star and then fell
apart.
Off. So you need to see if these guys are going to hold up over the long term. But which is why I wouldn't mind another arm back there.
I was looking at the teams that have allowed the least runs in the AL. And no surprise, the Astros are number one. The Indians are number two. The Yankees are number three. They're pitching pretty well, too.
Yeah.
And we're talking about run differential. In the AL, like I said, the Astros have plus 102. The next best in the AL is plus 70, and that's the Yankees. And then it's a pretty big drop. It's to plus 38 is the next one, and that's the Red Sox. So the Yankees are pretty good, whether we believe in them or not. They don't seem to care.
Yeah, and they've done a pretty good job of sort of rebuilding without totally falling apart.
Without tanking.
Yeah.
Which you can do when you've got a lot of money.
Yeah, and that's always a great equalizer. You can miss on your big signings.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. The Astros have spent some pretty good money here, like the Beltran deal for 1 year. I think that's a good addition to the lineup, adding McCann. Even though that was a trade, you picked up salary there. I think they made some good moves adding veteran guys to what is going to be their core for a while here. And from a lineup perspective, I don't know that you could tell me, hey, I'm going to trade you this guy and it's going to make you better. Unless you're talking about some of the top five players in the league.
Right.
Those guys aren't going to be available. So I couldn't be happier with the lineup. And plus, I just like that they've got guys who are, really the 10th, 11th, 12th guys are actually good enough to start for other teams now. And it's such a nice thing to see, considering that it was only 3 years ago when they didn't have four major leaguers on the field at any one time. So
we've come a long way.
Yeah, they have. All right, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show. And Nestor asked, the Astros good enough to win it all as is? Yes, if everything goes perfectly, but realistically, I still think the pitching is going to need help when you get to a short series and have to match up with the Indians and the
Red
Sox. I
would not bet on the Astros to win the World Series until they get a third pitcher.
Yeah.
A third starter that I believe in. And don't tell me Colin McHugh is going to come back. Colin McHugh sucks.
Colin McHugh is just...
Stop pretending like Colin McHugh is some sort of a...
Yeah, he's another Morton /Musgrove / Fires.
He's no upgrade. He's a guy.
And I know people think highly of him because he was the number two starter here, but that's when they weren't very good.
That's when they were horrendous.
Yeah. So, J. Mark asks, the way he's showing up, can Peacock get up to 100 pitches in an outing? I think eventually... they can get him to where he can get deeper in games. I just don't know if he's still not a better option in the bullpen now that I've watched him.
Well, Peacock was obviously great yesterday, and then somebody tweeted me, here you were last week talking about how they needed to add another starter, and Peacock keeps improving. Like, just remember, the week before that, he got drilled. You know, yeah, like, they'll start
well,
right that, before
but,
that.
But that's the thing, and you've got a lot of people who are, you know, new fans here, so it's instant reaction, and it's, oh, well, and if you look at the last week, you're like, okay, this team's perfect, don't change anything. But you can't look at the last week. You've got to look at the whole thing.
Yeah.
So.
I'm with you. I think Peacock is better served for them out of the bullpen. And Devinsky, too. I wouldn't want to change much about that. You know, and we've talked about how important bullpens are come playoff time, but you've got to get that third starter that you know you could throw out there and you trust him.
And they've got plenty of prospects to trade, too.
Yep.
They've got guys at AAA.
They've got guys they can trade, and Astros fanboy who loves every prospect won't even miss these guys.
I'm not going to say that because when I threw out trading Kyle Tucker the other day, I don't know if you were here. The scouts think he can be the next Mike Trout. I'm like, oh, no, stop. There are guys out there. It doesn't matter who they trade. They'll be pissed off that they traded the guy.
No. I'm telling you, if you can get a World Series, you trade everybody.
Oh, I'm with you.
Mike Trout.
Yeah, if that wins you a World Series.
Yes.
If you tell me the Astros have a chance to go to the World Series.
Which, by the way, how many World Series rings does Mike Trout have? Zero.
As many touchdown passes as Tom Savage has
exactly.
In the NFL.
That's also the same number I have.
As many successful marriages as I've had.
That's true.
Yeah. So
for you.
Yeah. All right.
As many pounds as you've lost on this fake diet you told me about.
Yeah. I gained weight. This is so awful. I'm.
Last week you're like, oh, I'm starting a hardcore diet.
I pushed it off.
I can't go to the B&B Butcher's meal and eat all this great food for free because I'm on a hardcore diet, and now you're eating wings and drinking beer, chocolate beer.
I'm starting tomorrow.
Okay.
So
I'll believe it.
No, I really am because the wife's out of town, so she won't be cooking or anything, so okay. I can actually do my own meals and stuff. And, yeah, this is my last beer for the week.
Okay. No, you plan on drinking. That's
Yeah,
why
I'm going to drink alcohol.
Oh, you're going to switch to liquor.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I said beer.
Okay.
But, yeah, I had
you're going to switch to wine spritzers.
No. You know, I had a nice transition about how as many successful marriages I've had, and I was like, well, you can make them better if you use ProFlowers.
Oh, I thought this was your ED medicine read.
No. This is about ProFlowers. Because, yeah, I forget. Like, my wife's birthday was Saturday, and I barely remembered because some friends of hers remembered and had a thing for two nights before.
Facebook didn't remind you?
Well, it always does, like, but it's too late. Because,
yeah.
But, our anniversary's coming up. Those are dates that I always miss. Well, not with ProFlowers' brand new Pro Gifter service. The easiest fail-proof way to never forget an event, look awesome all year. Pro Gifter service allows you to schedule 3 bouquet deliveries to 3 addresses up to 1 year in advance. If you procrastinate or forget that anniversary or birthday, like me, this is a service for you. 3 bouquets with vases and free shipping, all for just $99.
Yep, hard to beat that you're going to save time and money. That's up to $70 in savings. You're going to look more thoughtful than you are. You're going to look like you spent more money than you did because we know you're kind of cheap. ProFlowers buys from the best growers. You know you're getting fresh flowers backed by a 7-day guarantee or your money back. And they all pass a 7-point quality check before they're shipped, so you know they're going to look good. I know you can think of an occasion to send flowers for. Do it now. Don't wait. Go to ProFlowers.com. Look for the Pro Gifter banner right on the homepage. Pick your flowers, set the delivery dates, and you're done. It's that simple. Pro Flowers, ProFlowers.com.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.